Morning, everyone.
Good morning. 各位早安。
Why don't we tell the person next to us you're glad they're here this morning?
让我们跟你的邻居说，很高兴今天看到你。
Yeah. I'm so glad to see you this morning. You guys all look beautiful.
你们今天看起来都很美丽。
But I can't tell how beautiful you are because so many of you have masks on.
可是你戴着口罩，我不能够看到你到底有多美丽。
And I love the praise this morning.
我很喜欢今天的赞美。
Inside of me wanted to sing along with you.
我也跟你们一起歌唱。
So there was this dissatisfaction in my heart saying, I want to, but I cannot.
我有一点点的不满意，因为我实在很愿意唱出来，可是我唱不出来。
But I did understand hallelujah, hallelujah.
可是我可以听到 hallelujah 这个词。
And then I think there was, wo ai ni Yesu. All right, that I understood, right? Oh my gosh, I get clapped for that? Can you teach me Chinese? All right.
我的中文不错吧?
And then I saw the choir. What a beautiful song. I wish I understood.
我非常喜欢诗班的诗歌。
Yeah, you know what I miss is that when we didn't have masks on, when I sat there, I just love the smile of our people just singing these songs. There she goes, right? And that's what I was missing, this joy in their face.
从前你们诗班没有戴面罩的时候，看你们唱歌的时候，都能够看到你们的笑容，那是最好的回忆。
Yeah, and then this morning, our elder Ma read one of the passages I love so much from Psalm chapter 119.
今天早晨我们的读经也是我非常喜欢的，在诗篇119篇。
And I want to remind you, the writer says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word, has revived me."
在我的安慰和苦难之间，你的话语安慰了我。
And I pray this morning, His word will revive you.
愿今天早晨神的话语能够再一次让你复兴。
Yeah, I wanted to talk about what is good life.
今天早晨我们要谈美好人生。
And the passage is quite long, so I asked Elder Paul to read it before we start today.
我们的经文比较长，所以我们今天先来读马太福音第二十章。马太福音第二十章从第一节到第十五节，我来在这边先念。因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。约在已出去，看见世上还有闲站的人，就对他们说：你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。你们也进去了，他们也进去了。约在午正和申出又出去也是这样行。约在酉初出去，看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说：你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？他们说：因为没有人雇我们。他说：你们也进葡萄园去。到了晚上，园主对管事的说：叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。约在酉初雇的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。及至那先雇的人来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。他们得了就埋怨家主说：我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？家主回答其中的一人说：朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
Amen. Christianity believes in God who loves and desires to bless his people.
基督徒呢，相信我们的上帝是会祝福我们的。
So it's not surprising when we read the first few chapters of the Bible to see God bless Adam and Eve.
所以我们从圣经的一开始就看到上帝祝福亚当和夏娃。
And he says to them, be fruitful and multiply.
他说你们要在世上繁殖昌茂。
And to me, it doesn't just mean go make a lot of baby and fill the earth with more people.
并不只是说我们要生养众多许多的儿女而已。
To me, that's God's way of saying, hey, live a good life.
那是上帝要我们有一个美好的人生。
Live the life that's worthy of the life I'm giving you right now.
让你过一个值得过的人生。
Now why would God bless me?
上帝为什么要祝福我们？
Why would God bless us and call us to live a good life?
因为他要我们有一个好的生活。
Because he's our father.
因为他是我们的父亲。
And because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
What do fathers wish more than to see their children do well?
一个做父亲的除了要他的孩子们过得很好以外还有什么呢？
Even if their own life was uncomfortable and discomfort is given to them, if it means to give their children good life, fathers will embrace that.
就算一个父亲要过得很辛苦才能够把舒适的生活带给孩子，他还是愿意这样的辛苦。
And of course, mothers will do the same.
母亲也是这样。
Now, everyone, I'm assuming, in this room want to live a good life.
我想你们每一位都要有个美好的人生。
Anybody here want to live a miserable life?
有没有人不愿意有美好的人生呢？
I don't think so, because if you raise your hand, I need to talk to you after our service.
如果你举手的话，可能我们需要谈一谈。
So the question becomes, hey, what is a good life?
所以什么是美好人生？
Because so much of the definition of good life in this world comes from our past philosophies.
我们现在对人生的认识从我们过去的一些哲学家来开始的。
For example, somebody like Socrates or even Lao Tzu or Confucius says the epitome of good life is moral life.
苏格拉底、老子、孔子都教导我们说，一个美好的人生需要有高尚的品德。
It's not about pleasure, wealth, and power. And these are good things to have, but those alone cannot give you.Good life, you must live a virtuous life.
并不只是享乐金钱和权势，你要有品德，你才能够有美好的人生。
So Plato says this, if you live a moral life, you have a harmonious heart. But if you don't live a moral life, and you just live for things of this world and gain all the riches, your heart is disharmonious. Therefore, fundamentally, you cannot have a good life.
柏拉图说，你要有美好的人生，你心里面呢，要有一个和谐的心态。如果你只是有金钱这些的，可是没有和谐的话，你还是没有办法过一个美好的人生。
Well, a guy named Epicurus comes along and he says, well, you need, what is good life is a pleasure-filled life.
有一位希腊哲学家叫做伊比鸠鲁，他告诉我们说，过一个美好的人生，你要有一些享乐。
He says, of course, you have to live a good, virtuous life, but you must also experience pleasures of life.
当然你也有些美德，可是你生活里面要有享乐。
You have to have the pleasures of this world, the food, drink, and sensual indulgences.
你要有饮食、美酒，还有一些这个世界上所能够给你的一些物质的东西。
And if you look at the world today, everyone is fall under this particular philosophy, especially in the West.
你如果看现今的社会，很多人都是这样子的生活。
You ask somebody out in the street, what is good life to you? And will probably what they will say is this, good life to me is recreational pleasure.
你在如果出去问很多人说什么样的人生是美好的，他可能会告诉你说，追求享乐是美好的。
Good food, good wine, skiing, vacation, in the pool with a cocktail and beautiful men and women surrounding you is good life, they'll say.
美食美酒，有好的地方，有漂亮的人在你的周围。
But he still agrees you must live a virtuous life.
可是呢，柏拉图还是说呢，你要过有一个美德的生活。
Aristotle comes along and he says, no, you need all that, but what's most important in life is to be happy.
之后呢，亚里士多德来了。亚里士多德呢，他又说，你要有美好的人生，你要过得快乐。
Everyone in this room wants to be happy, right?
每个人都要快乐。
And he says, happiness is what makes life a good life.
你快乐，你的人生才美好。
So today, many people think of happiness in this very subjective terms. A happy person is somebody with positive attitude, and their life is filled with positive attitude most of the time.
所以我们认为美好的人生呢，就是要有一个积极的人生的态度。
But imagine a college kid who enjoys and is happy playing game and neglecting his potential by not studying.
可是你想到一个年轻人，他天天玩电子游戏，然后他觉得他很积极，他爱好这个东西。
We will not call that a good life.
你不会认为他是有一个美好的人生。
And ultimately, Aristotle also agrees, yes, you must be happy. But happiness is not subjective, but it's objective.
所以在亚里士多德他的观念里面，这个快乐呢，并不只是一个 主观的，而是还是有客观的条件。
So he says you must live a moral life that you can see that you're doing these good deeds.
所以他说呢，你是要有一个高贵的品格。
You must have good health.
当然你也要有一个好的健康的身体。
Here, recently, because I just turned 50, I went to a hospital and got all my blood checked and everything.
我刚过50岁的生日，我刚做了一个体检。
Because I wanted to find out what's wrong with me or what's good with me.
我想知道我的身体到底有没有什么问题。
So I got all my, like, they took like 3 or 4 vials.
他们呢，也抽了三四桶的血。
And then the report came.
然后我就收到报告。
At the time, my wife is in Korea, so I called her and said, hey, everything looks great except for my blood pressure.
我就告诉我太太说呢，我的身体都不错，除了我的血压。
And then you know what she said? She said this. She said, you look more healthy. No, You are healthier than you look.
我太太就说，你看起来呢，比你实际上的健还要健康一点。
And because of that, I love my wife. She says the funniest things.
我很爱我的太太，因为太太常常这样子跟我幽默告诉我事情。
But you know what I found out in the church?
你知道在教会里面
，We look a lot healthier than we are.
常常呢，我们也看起来比较健康，实际上没有那么健康。
And for many of us, what Aristotle says here is what good life is to you.
对我们来说，美好的人生呢，也像是亚里士多德在这边所定义的。
Aristotle also said good life means you have good friends and there's some luck involved in there.
他还说呢，要美好的人生呢，就是要有你要有好的朋友。
Now there's one more thing the Greeks have said, and this is what Greeks said: call no man happy until he's dead.
希腊人他也说呢，一个人呢要到死的时候呢，他才真正的快乐。
And the reason he said that is because I'm sure you've known people who are living this wonderful life, and after they die, they were different than who they were when they were alive.
我想你可能都有碰过这样的人，你以为他的人生是这个样子，直到他死了以后，你才发现是另外一个样子。
Recently, there is a person, a Christian apologeticist, very famous guy.Who shared about God and existence of God, namely Christian God, all over these wonderful institutions like Yale and Princeton and Harvard.
在最近呢，有一个很有名的基督教的卫道家，他呢到各地的去演讲，去辩论基督教的保卫基督教的教义。
And people really respected him. Those inside the church and outside the church respected his intellectual prowess.
不管是基督教之内或之外，很多人都很钦佩他。
But after he died, he was exposed as sexual predator.
可是在他死了以后呢，他们就发现很多关于他的丑闻。
Now this man may have enjoyed his life, but certainly we will not call that he lived a good life.
这个人呢，虽然说他的一生呢过得很体面，可是我们不会说他有一个美好的人生。
Now what's most important for us as believers in Jesus is what does the Bible say?
对我们来说，在探讨美好的人生的时候，我们要知道圣经怎么告诉我们。
What does the God say is the good life that we are supposed to live?
上帝怎么说美好的人生是什么样子
？In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, there is this call of Abraham.
在创世纪第十二章里面一到三节，上帝在这里呼召亚伯兰。
And you are very familiar with these verses.
你可能熟悉这段经节。
So without me reading, basically it says this, one day God comes to Abraham and blesses him.
有一天呢，上帝来到亚伯兰的前面，然后祝福他。
And the God's blessing is very particular.
上帝的祝福很特别。
Typically you'll expect this, right? I bless you, the person receives the blessing, and that's it.
通常我们的祝福就是我来，我祝福你，然后就是这个样子。
But what God says is this. God says to Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to bless you so that you can be a blessing to the world.
可上帝对亚伯兰说，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
I'm going to bless you, Abraham, so you can bless your family, your children, your city, your nation, and the world. In other words, your blessing is not for you, but for others.
我要让你成为大国，你的祝福不但是你自己的，而且是让你能够祝福别人。
So the way the Bible defines a blessed life or a good life is life that blesses others.
所以上帝他怎么定义一个美好人生呢？是一个能够祝福别人的人生。
Because Christianity is not about self-benefit, self-indulgence, and self-success.
因为基督徒的美好人生并不只是为自己。
Christianity does not exist for itself.
基督徒基督的 的福音并不只是为自己 而存在的。
Self-centered well-being and success may make a person rich and help him live a comfortable and luxurious life, but Bible does not call that person successful or living a good life.
自我追求得到自我的享乐，那并不是一个美好人生。
In fact, in the parable that Jesus shares in Luke chapter 12, he calls that person a fool.
在我们在路加福音第十二章里面呢，耶稣说。这个人他是个傻子。
A person who thinks, who cares about what happens to other people, those who are down and trodden and starving and struggling, as long as my life is good, my house is in order, my business is doing good. The Bible looks at that person and says, that is a foolish man.
如果有的人他认为说我不管别人怎么样子，我只管我自己的家财万贯，我只管我自己的生活是美好的，上帝说这是一个愚昧的人。
The Bible says a person is living a good life when that person is becoming a blessing to others so they can live good life.
上帝说，当一个人的人生美好，是因为你能够祝福别人，让别人的人生是美好的。
It's a central, fundamental understanding of Christian living.
这是我们对生命的基本要明白的地方。
Of course, as followers of Jesus, we seek good life, but it's not for us.But it's for everyone else around us.
我们今天是耶稣的门徒，我们当然要有美好的人生，可是不是只为自己。
So as people of God who live good life, we have the responsibility to share that good life, especially among brothers and sisters within the context of the church.
一个美好的人生是一个彼此享受的人生。
And the Bible reminds us of this truth again and again, like in the parable that Elder Paul read this morning.
就像我们今天读到第一段的经文，在那里我们看到。美好的人生是祝福别人的人生。
The story goes that a vineyard owner went out early before the sun came up to find workers for his vineyard.
在马太福音二十章呢，葡萄园工人的比喻里面，我们看到一大早六点钟的时候呢，那个家主呢就出去找工人。
And he found many workers, and he told them this: "If you will come and work for me all day, I'll give you a denarius."
他说呢，你来工作，我给你一天，给你一钱的银子。
And then he went out again at 9 and 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. and hired workers and said, whatever is right, I'm going to give to you.
然后之后呢，在9点钟、12点钟、下午3点钟、下午5点钟，再出去，再去找工人来。
And when the evening came, the owner called all the workers and started to pay them, starting from those he hired at 5 p.m.
当一天的工人结束以后，他开始要付工人的工钱，从5点钟的下午5点钟进来的人开始。
And to those who came in 5 p.m. means they only work 1 hour. And to their surprise, the owner, the master, gave them 1 denarius.
从五点钟进来的人只工作了一个钟头，原主给了他一钱的银子。
1 denarius equals entire days of worth of work wage.
这一钱的银子是原主在早晨九点钟呢、六点钟呢跟工人讲好的价钱。
So those who thought those who were hired earlier in the morning thought surely he will give us more than 1 denarius because we worked all day.
所以呢，那之前来的人呢，他们就想说，哦，五点钟来的得一千银子，那么我应该得更多了。
However, when it was their turn, they also received 1 denarius.
可是当他们领工钱的时候。他们还是只得一千银子。
And they grumbled at the master.
所以他们就抱怨。
Of course, that's normal reaction.
人就是这样子。
Wouldn't you grumble? I would grumble.
你我大概也都会抱怨。
Hey, I worked all day. That guy only worked 1 hour. Why is he getting same money as I do? I should get more money than that guy. Wouldn't you say that?
相对起来，我工作比他有更多的时数，我是不是应该有更多的工钱呢？
The master responds, Didn't you come to work for me for 1 denarius? I did not do anything wrong. Why are you mad at me for doing good?
家主说，我不是跟你讲好了吗？一天的工钱就是一钱呢？为什么你要对我生气呢？
I'm not unfair. I'm being generous.
我并不是不公平，我只是慷慨。
I did what I do with my things. What's your problem?
我自己的钱难道我不可以去支付吗？
If you read that parable again and again, you find this mindset of what Jesus wants us to do and how he wants us to live.
如果你仔细读这一段的话，你会发现原来我们的主他对这些工价价值是这样子的看法。
It's a different way of doing business and living our life.
这跟我们一般的生意经是不一样的。
Here are a couple of thoughts from this parable. The vineyard owner did not hire people to make his vineyard great.
你要想到这个家主他之所以找这些工人并不是只是为了他的葡萄园。
The reason he hired them was not for his vineyard per se.
他找工人来工作并不只是为了他的葡萄园。
No, he started vineyard business so he can hire and pay his workers.
他有这个葡萄园是因为他为了要养活这些的工人。
You see, Matthew chapter 20 starts with these words, for the kingdom of heaven is like, and then Jesus shows what that kingdom of heaven, people who populate that, act, and how they act, and how they should live their lives.
从马太福音里面我们就可以看到天国好像这个，天国好像那个。
And in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said this, right? Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as in heaven. And he's basically saying through this parable, if you live like this vineyard owner, then you're going to bring heaven on earth.
在我们的主导文里面我们讲到说愿你的国降临愿你的旨意成就是要神的旨意在这个地上要成就。
How should Christian life and Christian businesses be different than those that are outside the church?
所以我们就在想说基督徒的人生跟不信的人的人生应该是怎么样子的不一样呢？
Here's an example. A typical bread company exists to sell bread.
比方说有一个面包公司这个面包公司它就是卖面包的。
So what do? They go hire people so they can sell lots of bread.
所以他请了很多的工人为了要卖面包。
And the more they sell, the better it is.
卖面包越多生意就越好。
Now nothing wrong with that. That's normal business practice in capitalism.
这在生意里面是理所当然。
It's not evil, it's normal.
这并不是坏事情这是正常的事情。
However, as a Christian bread company, it should be different.And it does not exist to hire people to sell bread, but it exists to sell bread so they can hire more people.
可是一个基督徒的面包公司呢，它并不只是为了卖面包，而是说为了要养这些做面包的工人而有这样子的一个公司。
On the surface, it just sounds like wordplay, but here's the deal.
你好像觉得我是在这边好像玩一些只是字眼上面的东西。
Both companies do the same thing: sell bread, make money.
可是你想想看的话，这两个公司呢，都是卖面包赚钱。
But the big why behind the company is different.
可是他们的动机是不一样的。
A typical company, I invest, it's my money, I get rich, get nothing. And again, nothing wrong with that.
一个一般的公司呢，就是我投资了，我要赚钱。
A Christian company, I invest, but voluntarily share what God has given me.To others, as we find in Acts chapter 2.
基督徒的投资呢，是当我把投资在这里面的时候呢，我为了是要把上帝给我的好处和别人分享。
That's Christian mindset.
这是基督徒的心
态。That's how we have to think and live our lives.
就是我们应该这样有这样的心思。
My brother, as you some of you know, has a pretty good business in Oakland.
我的哥哥呢，有一个在 Oakland 有一个不错的生意。
And when they first started that business.They kept paying their workers, but they didn't take anything home.
刚开始几年呢，他们的公司里面呢，他只能够付员工的薪水，他自己是没有执行的。
So they invested all this money into this business, but for about a year and a half, all they did was pay their workers, and they took nothing home.
所以有一年半的时间呢，他们只有足够的钱呢，付工人的钱，而没有自己没有薪水。
And one day I was visiting him, and my brother came into the office and just sat on his chair like he slumped there, and he gave this big sigh.
有一次呢，我就看他呢，他蛮沮丧的，在办公室里面。
He said, "This month was a failure. We pay the workers again, but we're not taking anything home. No profit."
他说这个月我们只能够付工钱，我们又没有任何的盈余。
So I said to them, "Young," meaning an older brother, "don't think that way."
我就跟他说，哥哥，你不要这样想。
Think about this. You have 20 workers working for you.
你有20个工人。
Each of them has a family, a wife, and kids, and they got to go home with a paycheck, and they were able to feed their family, educate their kids. They were able to take care of their family because of your business.
他们每一个人都有他的太太、小孩，因为他在这里的工作，他们的家庭生活得到照顾。
Hyung, this was a great month for you.
所以呢，你应该看到这样子的一个月的业绩呢是很好的。
The Lord used you as His hand and His feet to take care of these families that He has brought to your company.
上帝用你的生意来照顾了这些人。
And I said, "Did you pay tax?" And he said, "Yes."
我问他说你赋税了吗？他说是的。
The entire nation benefited because of your business.
甚至国家都因着你的生意得到帮助。
See, that's how God works through us.
这是上帝给我们的旨意。
I love my brothers. I think they're still serving some way, some capacity. I know there are a lot of churches are being supported by their business, and I'm glad for that.
今天我哥哥的他的生意呢，可以支持一些教会的工作。
When we read parable like this, we always associate ourselves with those who are hired early.
我们在读这段约翰福音二十马太福音二十章的时候呢，我们总是认为说我们自己就是那个从六点钟开始工作的人。
We don't consider that we were hired at 5 p.m.
我们不认为我们自己是那五点钟才进来的人。
Think about the person who was hired at 5 p.m.
你去想想那五点钟进来是什么人呢？
He has a family to feed, and he's a husband, and has a wonderful wife and children.
你仔细想的话，他同样是有个家庭，有太太，
有小孩。And he's been standing at the market corner, waiting to be hired so he can feed his family that day.
他也是站在市场等了一天，等到才能够等到这个工作。
If he doesn't take anything with him, his children might starve, and his wife has nothing to eat.
如果他没有那一钱银子的话呢，他们家计可能就难以为继。
He can't go home empty-handed.
他不能够回去空空手。
Well, 9 o'clock comes, no one hires him. 12 o'clock comes, no one hires him. 3 o'clock comes, no one hires him.
因为一整天都没有人给他工作。
And he's praying, Lord, I need to get something to my family.
他在心里面祷告说，我需要一个工作，因为我要养活我的家。
And then at 5 p.m., somebody comes and hires him.
在五点钟的时候，那个家主出现了。
Imagine the joy and the relief in this man's heart.
这个人是多么的喜悦。
What does it mean to be Christ's follower and living a good life, my friends?
我们今天做基督徒是怎么样子才能有美好的人生呢？
I believe living a good life as Christian is to create a world where those who are hired at 5 p.m. can eat and those who are hired at 6 a.m. could eat as well.
我觉得你可以有一个美好人生，就是你有一个环境，你六点钟来的你也可以帮助他，五点钟下午五点钟来的你也可以帮助他。
Isn't that the Christian mindset?
这就是基督徒的心态。
See, there are a lot of non-Christians, we call them philanthropists, who are using the money they have to serve the world.
今天呢，不管是基督徒不是基督徒，有很多的慈善家。
And how much more as followers of Jesus we should do that?
那我们今天基督徒是不是一个慈善家呢？
Instead of solely focusing on my house, my kids, my education, my car, my church, we must look beyond that.
而并不只是看我的这个东西，我的那个计划，而是我们能够看到在我以外。
The blessing that God gave Abraham is the same blessing we have received today.
上帝给亚伯兰的祝福也是他给我们的祝福。
So reign over it, don't be enslaved by it.
所以我们要在那之上，而并不是在被他奴役着。
And may you bless those around you.
我也希望你能够祝福在你周围的人。
Because God has blessed you.
因为上帝已经祝福了你。
Now some of us might think, well, you know, I'm not as blessed as that guy.
你可以说呢，其实我没得到什么祝福。
But when you go home, when you open the refrigerator, is there food in your refrigerator?
那你就要去看看你的冰箱，是不是里面还有食物。
See, our problem is not that there's no food for us. Our problem is that which one should I eat?
我们今天的问题并不是有没有食物，而是我们不知道要吃什么。
You're rich.
因为我们富有。
You're affluent.
因为我们。
God has blessed you.
因为我们很繁盛。
Now you might say, well, but you know, I can't pay my rent.
你可以说，可是我付不出房租啊。
If you keep focusing on that problem, you will always not be able to pay rent.
如果你天天担心的只是房租，那你永远都是在担心房租。
But if you're able to see beyond that problem and see God who's calling us to be blessed, who can bless others.
如果你能够看超过你的问题，那你就可以看到上帝的祝福。
Then he will raise you up so through you he can bless those around you.
他然后他就可以把你举起来，然后借着你可以祝福。
I pray because you're a Christian.
我为你祷告，因为你是基督徒。
Those who are desperately waiting to be hired in this world and it's 5 p.m. can eat.
那就是在这个世界上，当你看到在五点钟他还没有工作的人，他可以得到工钱。
And those who are struggling around you will find hope in Jesus because of your blessing towards them.
然后他们因为你的帮助。也可以找到主耶稣基督。
And may our church be such church, so God will be blessed through our lives.
愿我们的教会成为这样祝福人的教会。
And I bless the same for those of you who are online. I'm desperately waiting for you to come because I miss you guys.
在线上的朋友们，我很希望能够很快的看到你们。
And especially those who are here today.
然后你们这些在我们在座的人。
Let me pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you for this morning and what a great God we have. You did not call us for ourselves alone, but you have blessed us so that we can bless others. Father, all of us are on a journey where we'll one day see you face to face. On that day, may you declare over us, my good and faithful servant. You are faithful in little things. Here is much that you are responsible for. Come into the joy of thy master. Father, I bless it upon our congregation, our lovely people in this church. May you be with them, and as they find health and growth and love in this world through you, may they unashamedly express that to everyone around them and declare the joy and the beauty of Jesus to others. Are there anyone here who are suffering physically or mentally and emotionally? May the joy of the Lord overwhelm and overshadow that, Lord. I thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, 西木.